T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joining us on the line is ABC News political director Rick Klein, talking about, well, what else, Rick, impeachment dominating headlines this week as some of these negotiations as to whether or not the articles of impeachment will be amended continue.
Yeah, and they're really not even negotiations. It's mostly just talking past each other. All of the only substantive change out of all of those hours yesterday was changing Donald J. Trump to Donald John Trump. And I don't expect much more substance to come out of today. It really is about the noise. We know how this story is going to end, Democrats and Republicans both, but they are getting their talking points in, and they expect to advance those articles of impeachment to the full House of Representatives by close of business today, probably early this afternoon.
You know, ranking Republican member Doug Collins fuming last night, accusing the Democrats of delaying the process. He said they simply wanted to get it back on the cameras. It was after 11 o'clock last night and that they didn't think enough people were watching. So that's why they recessed to have the vote today. Do you think there's something to that?
I think the flip side of that is they'd be accused of doing it in the middle of the night when no one's noticing. I don't think there's ever going to be a good timing for Republicans to see the Democrats pass articles of impeachment. And it's not like the vote's going to change if it was last night, today, tomorrow, whenever. We've known for some time that this is going to be a purely party-line vote. We don't expect any Democrats to defect in the Judiciary Committee, but a couple could defect on the House floor. That is telling it. And as Congressman Collins and other Republicans know, they're very unlikely to have any Republican support impeachment. There almost certainly will be some Democrats who don't support it.
All of this going on, what else is happening in Washington? Because there was actually some movement, some bills being looked at as it turns to military members and family leave and Space Force and things like that.
Well, it's actually been a very substantively productive week. You know, we like to say Congress does nothing. The House Democrats say they're going to pass the new trade deal, replacement for NAFTA called the USMCA. There has been talk about a major deal around the Space Force and some family leave. So it's actually a pretty striking example of the Democrats trying to demonstrate that they can govern at the same time that they're impeaching. It's not an argument that Republicans really want to give into, but it's a pretty remarkable thing when President Trump is able to win on some of his biggest legislative priorities at the very time that he is going down in history, both as only the fourth president to get this far in the impeachment process.
You know, and not to mention a trade agreement, Rick, is said to be very close right now between the U.S. and China. It has led to suspension of tariffs that were supposed to take effect Sunday. That's a pretty big deal, too, isn't it?
Oh, it sure is, and you see it in the economy. I think there's a lot of skepticism about what this real means because there have been other times where this president has said that they're reaching a phase one or something like that. But, yes, the markets are definitely viewing this as a big deal.
What is going to happen moving forward with this new trade deal between the U.S., Canada, and Mexico?
Well, the question is less the House, because they're going to pass it by the end of next week, than the Senate. Actually, in a kind of an interesting twist, the Republican-controlled Senate now feel like they haven't had enough to say in it, and they aren't going to take this up until after the holidays, possibly after impeachment. So the clock sort of restarts, even though the Democrats go along with what the president wants.
You know, a prescription drug plan has cleared the House. Does that have any chance of passage in the Senate?
It's being signaled as a no. The White House is opposing it. They've got their own priorities regarding prescription drugs. But we'll see. I mean, this seems to be an era where a couple of things are getting done. So I wouldn't discount legislative prospects.
You know, Rick, it's funny. You talked about, I said negotiations. You said it was more like people just yelling past each other. Nothing's really being talked about when it comes to these articles of impeachment and changing them. And everyone kind of has this idea of exactly what is going to happen. The only question is when, you know, what day is this move going to happen? At the same time, everybody's still kind of focused in on impeachment. On a week where the Washington Post comes out with a story saying that senior U.S. officials were basically lying about the war in Afghanistan for almost two decades throughout the entire campaign in what they presented to the American people, and that got hardly any press because of what's going on in impeachment. How much has the impeachment proceedings overshadowed some of these really huge stories?
Well, there's no question that's happened, but I think the Trump era has seen so many things overshadowing what you might otherwise think would be huge developments. So if it wasn't impeachment, frankly, I think it'd be something else. I think the Afghanistan revelations were fascinating and critical, but, you know, I think there's a challenge in getting the American public to focus on history lessons like that when there are other crazy things that seem to be happening all the time. So I don't even know that impeachment is the culprit here. Certainly that's the proximate cause. That's what's going on now that's dominating the news, but you know, we've lived through enough of the Trump era to recognize that there's always something big, and it's always going to mean other things that are crowded out.
Well, today, when the Judiciary Committee resumes at 10 o'clock this morning, do you expect more debate, or will it be a straight up and down vote at that point?
No, there's still an opportunity for some final debate. There'll be some last motions, so I think it'll take a couple of hours. But, you know, there's an old saying that nothing motivates members of Congress like the smell of jet fumes. A lot of them are going to want to get home for the weekend.
All right, and then a full House vote. When might that happen?
Next week is the likeliest scenario. We think, you know, midweek, certainly before Christmas, things are on track to get that done. As I mentioned, the USMCA has to come up for a vote as well. The Congress is talking about doing that last, kind of leaving a legislative win as the last taste in everyone's mouth before Christmas.
Okay, Rick, we appreciate the time. As always, it's Rick Klein, ABC News political director, with what's been going on in Washington all week long.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.